Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
What is the strangest thing you've seen in traffic when you're driving?
Right now, so, you know, UGA is playing Bama in the national championship game right now.
Yep.
If we're going to ask what's the strangest thing you've seen while in traffic, right now Alabama is in the lead. If it's UGA versus Bama, the state of Alabama is in the lead right now.
Because why?
Because of what happened in Mobile over the weekend.
All things considered, he made it pretty far, about a mile and a half here on Dr. Martin Luther King Avenue. Of course, when that officer pulled him over, he had a lot of questions.
Like, where are you going with those bleachers? Did you really think no one would notice? You couldn't borrow a truck or trailer?
A man driving down Martin Luther King Boulevard in Mobile, Alabama, was pulling a rack of stolen stadium bleachers from a high school auditorium.
Stolen?
Stolen. Come on.
It would be ridiculous if they were his, but they're not his bleachers.
I mean, so right now in the lead, if it's Georgia versus Alabama, right, Alabama's winning this one.
Let's see if Georgia can. Listen, this is what we need. Georgia needs to win this as well. We got it, right? Lisa in Loganville, weirdest thing seen in traffic.
People putting on makeup going down the road at 70 miles an hour or plus. They're like putting their whole face makeup on. I mean, I rode down I-85 going towards Atlanta watching a lady just put her whole set of makeup on. I mean, everything.
Does this person have the visor down and they're using that mirror?
Yes.
Wow, that's not safe.
Usually it's both.
The whole thing. Yeah. And you have to have one in the back. That's why they have those kids' mirrors so you can check the back of your hair.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Melanie and Buford. Weirdest thing you see in traffic?
I saw a guy working out in his car.
What?
Working? How do you do that? He's got a treadmill in the back?
Well, I was going southbound on 85 heading towards Spaghetti Junction, and this guy in a gray Tahoe was using a resistance band to work out his arm.
With both hands?
No. He had one resistance band wrapped around the passenger handle on the opposite side of the car, and he was doing sets of what looked like 10 reps with each arm.
Can he get nailed for distracted driving doing that, or is that just
not? I don't know.
Well, you know, Atlanta traffic, you're not really driving, you're sitting. So.
Yeah, that's true. Distracted sitting. All right, 404-741-0985. The craziest thing you've seen in traffic, we've got Alan and Jefferson, Nicole and Cornelia on hold. They're going to be tough to beat. Naked People and Frosted Flakes.
Oh, yeah.
Two songs away. They may beat us in college football, but they'll never beat us in weird things seen in traffic. You had a story early about Alabama.
Yeah, a dude in Mobile, Alabama was seen over the weekend. He actually got pulled over because he was pulling a stack of bleachers from an auditorium behind his car. And they pulled them away. They were stolen. Yeah, they were just like on a tow rope behind his car.
Nobody will notice it.
I posted on the Instagram over the weekend. It was like a headline where a guy who had stolen a car crashed into a woman who had stolen another car. The cops showed up. There was like, it's a twofer.
Did you see it on ATL Scoop? Because that is like the content that they provide.
That's the mother load over the weekend. It's terrifying. It's getting closer and closer to my house. North Druid and Briarcliff.
It's right there, yeah.
Donuts, fireworks. We have the craziest traffic in Atlanta. Alan in Jefferson.
The craziest thing I'd ever seen when I was driving down the road was a couple, and I'm like, they don't look like they have clothes on. So I sped up a little bit. Both of them butt naked, just cruising north on 85.
Alan, you got to admit that clothes are very restrictive. And if I had confidence in my appearance, I would probably drive nude as well.
Hey, if you got it, let it out. You know, not a care in the world.
But that's the problem. Like, when I graduated from high school, my uncle took me to Italy, and, you know, they're very free over there. So you go to the beach, and, you know, there could be, like, topless or nude, whatever. It's always the people that you don't want.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Exactly. People who are nude shouldn't be. Very yeah. Golden Girls and not like Playboy models. Yeah.
Rex, Golden Girls. What? Too soon. Nicole and Cornelia, weirdest thing seen in traffic?
I was with my parents heading into Atlanta and we saw a woman eating a bowl of cereal.
No.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes. She had the bowl in her hands and driving with her elbows. Bowl of cereal.
It takes real talent. Kelly and Macon?
So I was driving in Atlanta traffic and two different things. One time I saw somebody brushing their teeth in the car riding down the road.
Oh, no.
And the other time I saw a lady flat ironing her hair.
How do you even do that in the car?
I don't even know. I don't know if it was plugged into some car lighter. I don't know what it was, but I was like, that took the cake for me.
Flat ironing the hair. You've got to get some sort of adapter to plug into the cigarette.
You do.
Yeah.
Clearly, there's some sort of adapter going on, yep. But she was flat ironing her hair. So,
which means
that was
if
it
she
for me.
Invested in that adapter, this was not the first time.
Right.
Clearly, that's not something, she's been practicing that for a while.
So, we're going to do Beat Shazam, 5 seconds to identify these songs, artist and title. I was going to do Georgia versus Alabama, but how many pop stars do you think were born in Alabama?
One.
Lionel Richie.
Oh,
is
really? That's
the
it?
One.
Oh, wow.
So it's
Whoa.
An all Georgia okay. yeah. Beat Shazam. Kara, your first song.
That's TLC Waterfalls.
It is indeed.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
All right, Drex, you ready for your
I'm
first
ready.
Song?
Come on, bring
All
it.
All Georgia Beach Shazam.
Usher.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. The DJ's got us falling in love, doesn't he?
Tonight, the DJ
head out to Athens for this next song on Beat Shazam. Kara, first 5 seconds.
That's the B-52s. Love Shack!
It is.
Love Shack is a little place where we can get together.
Rex, your next song to tie it up on Beat Shazam, All Georgia.
Gnarls Barkley. CeeLo's a local Atlantan, is that correct? And is that crazy?
Yes, sir.
Does that make me crazy?
It sure does.
All right. Beat Shazam. Back out to Athens we go.
That is REM, Losing My Religion.
It is.
That's me in the corner.
Oh, hey.
That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion.
How lucky were you if you went to Georgia in the late 70s, early 80s? You had the B-52s playing at one club. Mm-hmm. You had REM playing at another. Mm-hmm. Herschel Walker's walking around.
It's been good since, too, I imagine.
What's that?
It's been good since, too. Like, my wife went to Georgia in 2000, and she's like, it was pretty cool.
It was cool no matter when you went.
Yeah.
Final song, Beat Shazam, All Georgia, Drex.
Yeah, love me some Collective Soul. And is that song just called? No.
Oh.
Hold on a second.
What's happening here?
Heaven Let Your Light Shine Down? Shine Down. It's just Shine Down.
It's just called Shine, I think.
Yeah, Shine. Yeah, yeah.
I'm
going
to give it to you.
Yeah, come on.
Heaven let your light shine down.
Kara wanted to do an ooh-ooh, but she can't now.
Man, heaven let your light shine down.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
728, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine, windy today with a high of 47. It's 40 in Midtown. Falcons wrapped up their season with a loss to the Saints. Hawks fell to the Clippers. And the National College Football Championship is tonight. Georgia versus Alabama. What else is going on, Kara?
You know, it was a tough weekend in the entertainment world as we're still dealing with losing Betty White. Yesterday, America's favorite dad, Bob Saget, passed away.
Crazy.
We don't know much, but he was discovered in a hotel room in Orlando. He had just started doing a new stand-up tour that he was really excited about, so this was definitely pretty sudden. He was only 65 years old. In fact, he was just speaking about going on this tour and how excited he was in an interview a few days ago.
I'm 65. I really love doing stand-up now more than I ever have. I don't talk politics. I don't talk religion. I just want to make people laugh, you know? And I don't want dissension in the room. My job is to, I just want to make people have a good time and have a good night out.
So in a recent interview, he had also said that he was really looking forward to getting his own Netflix special.
Got to interview Bob Saget a couple years ago on a radio show I was doing in Charlotte, and he walked in. I'm like, you know, so how are the kids? And he's like, well, you know, Candace Cameron's doing this and Mary Kate are doing that. And I'm like, no. Like, you have three, like, biological children. He's like, well, everybody, whenever they ask me, like, how are the kids or how are the girls, they're looking at me as Danny Tan.
Yeah.
That's right.
He'll definitely be missed.
Yeah. Drex had to explain after, no, I'm being creepy talking about your own children.
Now, we've all had to call out of work before, be it because we're sick or your kid is sick, but not Corey Bowes. He had perfect attendance at his job at KFC last year, and it scored him $10,000.
Whoa.
So Corey's worked at this KFC since 1992 and rarely misses a shift. So they had a drawing of all the employees who hadn't missed a day that year, and Corey was the big winner. So it came at a perfect time. He had some car repairs he needed to get done and wanted to take his kids on vacation.
Nice.
Was it $10,000 or a $10,000 gift card?
I'm pretty sure it was $10,000.
That's what I was going to say, is KFC must feed their employees. I worked at McDonald's for a couple of weeks, and they charged 50% for the meals. Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm not paying that money. But KFC must feed those people, because that would get me to work every day.
For sure.
Yeah, and their meatless nuggets come out today. So maybe that's what they're testing them on their employees.
Nuggets. All of a sudden, we're going to have people named Willow working at the KFC. Yeah.
Now, this is really cool. We've got a new monster roller coaster coming to Georgia. Have y'all ever heard of Fun Spot America?
Fun Spot?
Yeah, apparently it's a huge theme park down in Fayetteville that just broke ground on what is going to be the state's biggest ride.
Whoa.
It's going to be called Air Force One. It's going to be 154 feet tall. Your first drop will be at 83 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to travel 64 miles an hour, and it's going to feature the largest zero gravity stall in America. It should take about 6 months for them to construct this bad boy, but it's being done by the same company that did the Twisted Cyclone over at Six Flags.
Okay.
So if you like that ride, this one is sure to blow your socks off.
It's called Air Force One.
Yeah, but it's spelled like A-I-R-E.
I was going to say, what president could survive this ride?
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Kara, your son went over to somebody's house for a sleepover.
Yes.
And why are you asking for forgiveness?
So there was a sleepover right after school got let out for Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
The boys are 10. They've been friends for a long time.
Right.
And I thought that they had a really good time. It sounded like it was super fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess not, because, well, I saw on Dana's Instagram that they had another sleepover New Year's Eve party.
Okay.
And my son was not invited. It was her kid and four other boys.
Well, like boys roll separately sometimes. So,
yeah,
so
like
you're
different
saying
friend groups.
Yeah, Kara, you're saying that your son went over to Dana's house for a sleepover with her son, but then mm-hmm. Dana's son had another sleepover like a week later, and he wasn't invited to that one.
Right.
But maybe it was like, well, he was just at a sleepover here. Maybe she was inviting a different group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're all friends, though. These boys, they're all on a baseball team together. They go to school together. Like, it is his friends group.
Oh, so all of those other kids were at both sleepovers?
Yes.
And why do you think, like, you're obviously asking for forgiveness? You think your son did something wrong the first time?
Well, he's kind of got a little issue, and he sometimes still has accidents in the middle of the night.
Okay.
It
happens.
It happens to me.
Yeah. And I think that maybe he maybe had an accident, and so he didn't get invited back over. And So now I think maybe Dana's either judging him or me for being a bad mom, and I just need to let her know that we're working on it, and I need to apologize if he did have an accident, you know.
Did you ask your son if he had an accident? Like, you could have...
He is very shy about it, and says, no, I didn't. No, Mom, I didn't, you know.
Right, that's the only thing you can think of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, well, he's so nice. He's a sweet boy and is such good friends with these other boys. So, you know, it breaks my heart that he wasn't invited to the New Year's Eve party.
Why don't we call? We'll see if we can get some forgiveness. You said her name is Dana. So we'll get Dana on the phone, and we'll just try to clear the air. So maybe next time, it sounds like this place has a lot of sleepovers. Yeah. Want to get back on that guest list.
Yeah, because the kid goes to sleep over somewhere, and now Mom and Dad are free. Yeah. To go to bed at 8:45.
That's why we hear the desperation in your voice.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
The only thing Carrie can think of is that when her son went over for a sleepover at Dana's house, he had an accident because he was not invited to the New Year's party just a week later. She wants forgiveness for her son's behavior. Carrie, sit tight. Let's talk to Dana here first.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dana?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm well. What can I help you with?
Well, we saw on Instagram that your son had like a New Year's Eve sleepover. Did everything turn out okay?
Yeah, actually, it was a blast. He invited his whole infield of the baseball team. We had a Braves-themed New Year's Eve party.
Well, I mean, that sounds really
That's
fun.
Cool. Yeah.
However, you know, we're looking at the picture, and there were only five boys, Dana, in the picture. And correct me if I'm wrong, like an infield has six boys. Was someone missing?
Oh, wow. Are y'all a radio show or a group of detectives?
Kind of both.
Yeah.
Did somebody not make the sleepover?
One of my son's friends wasn't invited. You know, he's a good kid, but obviously hasn't been taught any manners.
Oh, he's got bad manners?
Yeah, look, it's not his fault. It's, you know, it's probably just bad parenting.
Oh,
you know?
Bad
Wait,
parenting.
How is wetting the bed considered bad manners?
Dana,
what?
This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and Carrie is on the other line, the kid who was not invited to your party's mom and was curious why her son wasn't invited.
What are you talking about, wetting the bed?
My son wasn't invited, and he had stayed over the week before, and, you know, he must have had an accident, and you're calling that bad manners and blaming me for bad parenting.
Carrie, your son didn't have an accident. That's not what this is about.
Then, Dana, what is it about? Why didn't Carrie's son get invited to the New Year's Eve sleepover with all the friends and the baseball team?
Because he didn't sign the guest book.
The guest book? What do you mean?
I told the boys when they come over, I tell all the kids, our house has a guest book. When people come to stay, they sign it. Everyone gets it. It's just proper manners.
He's 10.
Well, I don't know what happens in your house, but we are raising young men and women over here with manners.
Oh my God. Crazy.
I've heard of guest books at weddings or funerals.
You say the vacation house or something.
I've seen them, I guess, at people's homes, but usually there's some specific event.
This was an event.
What are 10-year-olds?
Do the kids sign the guest book, Dana, and then, like, do you send them a thank you card or something? Like,
actually, I do.
What?
Oh, my gosh, wow.
Well, I have my son do it, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, well.
Everybody else that came over to that first party signed the guest book.
I told them all when they got there, I showed them the guest book, and he just ignored it.
I have never heard of a guest book at a 10-year-old sleepover before.
That makes, what, four of us?
Right?
Well, Dana, Carrie originally called because she wanted to ask your forgiveness for her child's behavior. Carrie, do you still want to ask forgiveness?
For the boys' sake, I mean, they're on baseball teams, and I don't want any, you know, bad blood between us.
If Carrie talks to her kid and gets him to sign the guest book in the future, will you consider, like, including him? Because it is kind of heartbreaking when you know that you're the only kid that didn't get invited.
I mean, obviously, we just have different ideas and values. No big deal. I guess so.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Dan needs forgiveness from a former coworker before she gets him fired from his new job. That's Forgive and Forget Tuesday morning at 7.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Good morning, Shelley in Rome.
Good morning.
Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Kara, you better go study, girl.
I'm out of here, Shelley. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kara will stand outside the studio. We'll ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She pays you $100 of her own money. You ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. Sad news last night. We found out Bob Saget passed away at age 65. Full House was set in what California city?
San Francisco.
Question 2. Today is the 1-year anniversary of Olivia Rodrigo's hit song Driver's License. How old do you have to be to get a license in Georgia?
16.
Number 3. Mark Wahlberg posted a video on Instagram of him at the gym with his 18-year-old daughter's boyfriend. The name of Mark's 90s pop group was Marky Mark and the what?
Marky Mark and the band.
Number 4, tonight, Georgia takes on Alabama in the national championship. Who is the evil overlord that coaches Alabama?
Oh, boy.
All right, we'll move on to question 5. Yes. Nokia is bringing back an updated version of their early 2000 cell phones. Those phones only had one game on them, the Nokia phone. Do you remember what the game was called?
Solitaire.
All right, we're going to bring Kara back in.
All right, tough questions this morning for Shelley and Rome, but we'll see how Kara does. You never know.
Oh, Kara's back in here ready for the same questions. Number 1, sad news last night. We found out Bob Saget passed away at 65. Full House was set in what California city?
San Francisco. Yeah,
that's what Shelley said, 1-1.
Number 2, today's the 1-year anniversary of Olivia Rodrigo's hit song Driver's License. How old do you have to be to get a license in Georgia?
Your permit 15, the actual license 16.
All right, that's what Shelley said. 2-2.
We need all of the rules. Number 3, Mark Wahlberg posted a picture on Instagram of him at the gym with his 18-year-old daughter's boyfriend. In the 90s, Mark was part of Marky Mark and the what?
And the Funky Bunch.
Shelley said Marky Mark and the band. Doesn't roll off the tongue as well. All right, 3-2. Kara's up.
Number 4, tonight, Georgia takes on Alabama in the national championship. Who's the evil overlord that coaches Alabama?
Ugh, Nick Saban.
Shelley didn't have an answer. Kara's up 4-2.
The Darth Vader of college football.
He who shall not be named.
Number 5, Nokia is bringing back an updated version of their early 2000 cell phone. Those phones only had one game on them. What was it?
Snake.
Yes. Snake. That would keep you busy for hours. Shelley said solitaire. All right, clean sweep this morning, 5-2. Shelley in Rome, are you smarter than Kara?
I am not smarter than Kara.
All right, Kara.
She is the queen.
She is. Kara, your new record, 1,188 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Shelley.
Congratulations.
Do you guys remember on those Nokia phones, you'd have to press like A, B, C. You'd have to press the same button 3 times. Like how long it took to text.
Yeah, to text the word cat, you'd have to hit 111, 11, and then 7.
No cash, but we are sending you to see the movie The 355 in theaters now with Penelope Cruz, Jessica Chastain, okay?
Sounds great.
We'll play again tomorrow like we do every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35. You could sign up to play. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
When you want to walk up to a teenage girl in a restaurant and give her money, you got to have a better plan. Got to have things in order.
Why are you walking up to teenage girls in restaurants and just handing them money? One.
There's a good reason why. We were at the hibachi table, and you know how that works. It's like a big open room. You can see everybody. And so we're sitting at one hibachi table, and these 3 girls walk in to another hibachi table. And my daughter like kind of taps me. She goes, "Hey, Daddy, that's a senior at my school. She came into my class earlier this year and talked about how her and some of the other students signed this contract that said they weren't going to drink until they were 21 years old.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, that's cool. That's really sweet. She goes, Daddy, I want to sign that contract too.
Nice.
I'm like, well, honey, I'm really proud of you. That's aww, like a big thing. And my daughter's like, yeah. Like that, I really liked her coming in and talking about that. And so then I started thinking, I'm like, well, that was, you know, like you, that's a good girl over there.
Yeah.
She like inspired my daughter to do the right thing. So then the wheels start turning. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy their dinner.
That's nice. You know,
for inspiring my daughter. So as we're getting ready to wrap up, we get up to walk out and two of the girls get up to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, well, crap. Now this what was going to be like maybe clandestine and easy to do.
Right.
Now is me standing outside of the women's bathroom at the Sabachi restaurant waiting for these two girls to walk out.
Yep.
And they finally did. And I said, hey, you know, my daughter goes to your same school. And, you know, I heard that you had signed a contract that you weren't going to drink until you were 21. She gets this pale white look on her face. She goes, sir, me and my friends, we are not drinking right now. I was like, no. I'm like, no, I'm not accusing you of drinking. She's like, oh, well, what's going on? She's like freaked out at this moment. I'm like,
well,
rightfully, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get, as it starts to play back in my head, I'm like, yes, I could see how you think that I'm accusing you of doing something that you're not because I'm walking up to you out of the blue. You never met me before. I'm a total stranger, and this was weird.
Right.
And I said, no, you obviously, like my daughter recalled, you walked into her class. She's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I said, you inspired her. She said she wants to sign that same contract, and I want to pay for your dinner. And she was like, I don't know what's going on. Like, and so I hand her money. She's like, I can't accept that. I'm like, well, but you don't have a choice. Like, I'm giving it to you. She
right.
goes, no, sir, I really can't. She's like shoving the money back in my hand. And so finally, like, I got her to take it, and we part our ways. And as we're walking out, I'm like, boy, this I don't know like how this could have gone any different.
Worse.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how that could have gone any worse. All right, so just to recap.
Yes.
The young ladies that were at the Hibachi restaurant have vowed not to drink.
Correct.
Your daughter has vowed not to drink. Yeah. There's one other person in this story who has not vowed not to drink.
Like, I'm doing dry January, but after that happened, I'm like, I need a drink.
How many? Oh, this was sober? You did all of this?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Wow, dude. Figured out how these scams work, these internet scams, and why they work is because they prey on your emotions. They question you as a human being, and then it's up to you how you handle it.
For sure.
I woke up. I mean, you wake up in the morning, you're in your most vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up and I have an inbox message on Instagram from Two Guys Barbecue, which is like, it's near Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I don't know if I met one of these guys at one point or why I'm friends with them on Instagram.
Right.
But all the message said was, send me your Cash App, like credentials or whatever. And then it had like an emoji. And I don't have Cash App, so I don't know why.
Weird.
Like, I should have thought about it right then, and but I was like, what did they want my, and did I meet this guy? And so then I just said, I don't have Cash App, and why?
Right.
And they said, right. And then their next text was, but I need your help.
What is going on?
I know.
And I blocked them right then and there. I was like, you need my help. Then I started immediately questioning, what kind of a human being am I? Somebody reaches out to me, they're in distress.
Yeah.
And you block them.
Instead of running toward them, I block them and run away.
Especially because this is somebody that is in your stratosphere. I mean, you're Mr. Grill Boy.
I'm Mr. Grill Boy. That's my nickname.
This is somebody that is in your inner circle that needs your help.
Yeah.
And he ran, yeah.
It's like the owner of the Big Green Egg himself is looking for assistance.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And so then, of course, I've blocked them now. I can't turn back.
Yeah.
But so many questions been swirling around in my head. Like, what was it? Like, probably a scam, but did they need some lamb shanks like in a hurry? Like, were they at a
your secret sauce somewhere?
7 a.m. Sunday morning. It could have been like a Falcons tailgate and they ran out of pork belly.
Or what if they wanted like to feature you on their menu? Like, you know, like Tad's original recipe.
But they needed me to send them money to be able to like print new menus.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And instead, I'm wandering the earth thinking, what a jerk.
You're going to be thinking about this for a long time.
I'm going to Two Guys Barbecue today to investigate what happened exactly.
Of course you are.
Two Guys okay? And probably some of Russian will meet me at the door and be like, oh, are you here with Cash App? Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.